Hey, local stuff from Good Luck and a hop on, hop off kind of tune. And this, we're hopping down the road right now to, you guessed it, Hops Bolito, with a massive celebration on the cards for today. And hey, listen, if you didn't already know the Hops story, we're going to dive into it right now, because I've got two gentlemen in the studio with me who have got a 20-year perspective on the Hops Bolito story, because we are celebrating a 20-year, a two-decade birthday today. And Pierre Van Sail, well, he's the man behind the brand. He's on microphone number one here. Pierre, how are you today?
Hello, how are you, Mark, and the listeners?
Hey, you're excited, man. Celebrations are in order.
Oh, and thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in and for bringing one of your regulars, your legendary supporters, Danny Holton, for the last 19 years, I believe, has been a regular fixture at Hops in Bolito. Danny, welcome to you. It's great to have you in the studio as well.
Thank you, Mark, and good morning to all the listeners.
Hey, man, I can't believe that 2 decades ago, Hops arrived on the Dolphin Coast, and it's become this like iconic institution. You know, when people arrive on holiday from the Big Smoke, often it's like their first port of call to go and, you know, after the long road trip, to go and steady the nerves and to look at the ocean and to get something good in the belly. Let's just talk about the Hops experience, because it is consistently awesome. Pierre, what do you reckon has been the secret to your success for the last 20 years now?
Mark, I think that's a good question. Firstly, I want to just make it very clear that this is not a one-man band. I've got a partner in this business, Natalie, and then probably more important than the two of us is the staff. The staff makes the business.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that get up every morning early and work until late at night. So, yeah. Firstly, the staff is amazing. We've got staff there that are older than the business. They come from the other business.
Wow.
So there's a very good staff complement. And then secondly, probably as important, is the regulars. Customers that have taken on the Hops and have been through the Hops. I mean, we've been through storms in 2007, as you can remember. Then we had COVID. Then we had another storm. Then we had looting. And, you know, through all this, we had regular customers looking after us. We have staff and waiters that was prepared to sacrifice the money that they need, that they could get, and stayed on. So, you know, this is definitely a family affair and a family event. And the success is the love. You know, Hops is the love. This is what makes people come back.
That's the thing. And Danny, as one of those locals who have stuck by through highs and lows and whatever the 20 years has brought your way, do you second that notion that it feels like a second home down at Hops Bolito?
I think very strongly, Mike. If we look at Bolito, as you quite rightly said, it's geared for visitors, but they value locals. And
yes,
we always feel that, you know, they respond to our suggestions. The vibe is good, as you said. And then again, talking about the visitors, how often have we seen repeat visitors come back and join us as locals? They love it.
It's absolutely, you hit the nail on the head there. Having that local component is so key to the whole spirit of the thing. And it's what makes Hops Bolito, Hops Bolito. And now here we are with a big 20-year birthday looming, and I believe there is an epic celebration lined up for this evening down at Hops. What can locals and visitors alike expect as far as birthday celebrations go today, Pierre?
Yeah, you know, we've had a week of celebration. We had a 20% discount all across for the last 6 days.
Wow.
Which was very, very well supported. I'm still wondering if those were all locals, but let's leave it there. And then today is a birthday, so we're going to go on 20 Rand. So we've got beers, wine, shots, shooters, cocktails, and focaccias, all for 20 Rand. We have two bands tonight. You know, the most famous Johnny starts off 3 o'clock and do what he has done for the last 20 years. And then we've got Afritude coming in at about 6 o'clock. And, you know, we're going to have a good party tonight. We're going to say thank you to the regulars and to the customers of the Hops. So, yeah, I think we're going to have a good party.
It's going to be an absolute vibe. And if you're new in town And if you're not yet a regular, well, this is the perfect time to go and experience the warmth and the hospitality, the welcoming vibe down at Hops Bolito, this iconic local institution. Danny will be there holding court. And, you know, there's this concept that I've come across recently. It seems to be quite popular at the moment as people try to find this sort of work-life balance. And it's the concept of the third space, which, you know, people spend a huge amount of their life at work and then a large chunk at home. But there's a lot of value now being placed on finding a third space that is not home. It's not work. It's a kind of it's a safe space that's in between, where you've got good people, a good conversation, a chance to stimulate your brain to get a break from those other spaces, and to connect with your tribe, with your people. And it seems like Hops Bolito really has been ticking that box, and will continue to do so for the next 20 years, no doubt. Would you agree, Danny?
Very much so. And if you look at this space, certainly locally, it's over-traded, and it's very difficult to survive. During the season, everybody does well. But obviously, out of season, you've got to have the right mix. And yeah, it comes with location, it comes with attitude, staff, management, everything. And one thing that resonates with me, Pam and I often travel, and when we go away and people say, where are you from? And they say, Bolito. And they say, oh, we've been to the Hops.
That's like, as I say, it's a landmark. It really is.
Maybe I can add something there, if you don't mind, Mike. Yeah. I think when you're talking about the third space, we also have decided to, if you drink, you must be healthy. So once a month, we do that run.
Yes.
That is becoming so popular. You know, we have up to 200 people on the last Sunday of the month doing a run.
Yeah.
And, you know, we feel that, you know, you don't only come and drink at the Hops. You need to be healthy. You need to look after yourself. And that has been so well supported. And the proceeds from that is going to Salt 40, which is a charity organization here.
Amazing.
And honestly, going very well. Our next run for fourth charity is the 31st of December.
Okay, so
look out for that.
Put that in your diary, so you can end the year on a healthy note and set yourself up for a great 2025. And I think that this is seriously a milestone that deserves a proper celebration. If you are listening to this, if you want to kick off the weekend on a great note and to celebrate this is a real icon of Bolito, Hops Bolito, with those fantastic 20 Rand specials right across the board, whether you're looking for wine, beer, shooters, cocktails, focaccia, you're going to find something at a great price that's going to put a smile on your dial and a real festive atmosphere waiting for you, capping off two decades of an awesome local business success story. And you can't wait to see what the next chapter holds. But one thing is for sure, the regulars will be there, keeping the spirits of Hops the way we've come to know and love it. And Pierre, under your captainship and with your great team, as the backbone of the success of this business, we know that Hops Bolito isn't going anywhere. And no matter what the future brings, you guys will be there to pour a cold one and to serve up something tasty and to give locals and visitors alike a great space to come and connect with an awesome view and an even better atmosphere. What do you say?
I say thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Danny.
Hey.
And thank you to Bolito for looking after us. And yeah, we wish to see you as much as we've seen you and many more years to go.
This is the story. Any last words from your side, Danny?
No, we'll see you all later.
You heard it down at the bottom, down in Bolito Village. And if you've just arrived in town and you don't know where Hops is, I mean, just Google Hops Bolito, or just ask anyone really, because they'll point you to the right place. You heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. 20 years of Hops Bolito. Here's to the next 20.